Let's see the next part that contains emergencies, emergency measures while traveling. Now we need to be prepared for the worst, which when we are traveling, all right, so that when we do not meet our worst, we are very happy about it. The first thing and foremost thing that we can do is the word insurance. Now there are many insurance policies, there are many companies which offer different kind of insurance policies, out of which we can easily discriminate into three categories would be the health insurance, travel insurance, Medivac insurance. Now here we are talking about the health insurance, which is an insurance against any kind of health expenses which might incur when you are on travel. So you can pay the premium, and there might be the policy will give you certain coverages which are there. What are the inclusions which are there? Further ahead, there are specific procedures as how you can claim the amount of that insurance. There are many insurance companies which will tell you that you do not give you a special treatment wherein you are traveling to a particular country, all right, and the traveler has traveled to that destination and he has met by a medical emergency. So the depending upon the insurance company and its tie up to and its what I should say, its network throughout the world, there can be things wherein you do not need to pay in advance to that particular hospital. The insurance companies take care of that. Then there are certain other companies which require you to first pay to the hospitals, and later when you are back to the destination country, the amount which you have spent will be given back to you, and you have to go through the entire claim procedure. This claim procedures are different for different policies. Ideally, it is you need to claim within 28 days of the incident that has occurred. Further ahead, you need to keep all the vouchers, all the receipts which are incurred when you have met a particular health emergencies or medical emergencies. So the health insurance will cover all the medical expenses which are there, and it will depend upon the type of traveler which is traveling, that is the age, the health, or any kind of medical history which is associated with it. It also will involve wherein we are talking about travel insurance, mostly might depend upon which kind of destination you're going through, what kind of activities are involved. Suppose the destination which I am planning to go is slightly unsafe as far as the insurance policies are concerned. There are activities like rock climbing and skydiving which are included when you're going on a travel itinerary. Then travel insurance might differ. So the insurances coverage and inclusions, the things which are included and the things which are excluded will differ depending upon the kind of travel insurance that you are taking. So there are many, many choices. Again, travel insurance provides you not only the claim against any kind of accidents, but it also provides you claim against loss of baggage or loss of personal effect items, or even sometimes loss of traveler's checks or passport or other travel documents. So these are different kinds of inclusions, and the policy premium will differ. The next one that we have is the Medivac insurance. This is when we are talking about medical evacuation. So for example, if I am visiting a country XYZ and I have met with certain emergencies, so there is a requirement for me to immediately be moved by that from that destination to some other place for the medical health facilities. So this expenditure which will be incurred will be covered under Medivac insurance. Here again, there are many insurance policies which might give you expense of an air ambulance which is included in it. So suppose these are the kind of travelers that might opt for a Medivac insurance, wherein we are talking about a skiing expedition wherein chances are that I might have an accident. I might go ahead and buy a Medivac insurance. So I am at a place on a mountain range for skiing, and I met with an accident, so I immediately can have an air ambulance pick me up, and the expense which can be which is there will be paid by my insurance company. So all this will come under Medivac insurance. So these are broad categories of the insurances that we have. Now let's see the common risk which might be covered under different travel insurance plans. So the first one that is there, emergency evacuation. In any cases of emergency, the evacuation expenses which might be there will be incurred by the insurance companies. Then we have the medical emergency, accident or sickness. Now here again, there will be inclusions and exclusions as to what kind of accidents, whether it is a death or whether it is same permanent disablement over here. So accident, then there can be sickness, wherein hospital charges might be included and medicinal charges might not be included, or certain other combinations depending upon the policy rules. Then the visitor health insurance, again similar. Accidental death, injury or disablement benefits, if you have met with an accident and there is a disablement, whether permanent or temporary, so that will be given the benefit. Overseas funeral expenses, worst to worst case, if at all this happens, that death happens at a foreign land, here are the funeral expenses which can be covered under this policy. Repatriation of remains, repatriation is getting back the remains of the dead. So these expenses again can be, there are policies which cover such. Return of a minor, in case of certain emergencies wherein the child needs to be travelled back to the home country, the expense which is incurred will be paid by the insurance company. So return of a minor will require an adult supervision here. So there will be other things which are involved, other formalities which are involved. So all this will be taken care of. Next are the trip cancellation, trip interruptions. Now there might be many reasons why a trip might get cancelled, many reasons why a trip might be interrupted or delayed. So any kind of loss, monetary loss, which happens because of trip cancellation or trip interruption, can be covered under the insurance policy. So for example, suppose if I have caught a Mumbai to Delhi flight, and from Delhi to Dubai I have a connecting international flight, and due to some reasons Mumbai to Delhi flight has been delayed and I have missed my connecting Delhi to Dubai flight, so I have become a no-show for Delhi to Dubai. So in that case, the trip has been cancelled because of the delay in a flight. So this monetary loss of mine can be covered by the insurance policy. This is one thing. The other thing can be is that the entire trip is cancelled by the flight itself, that is by the companies, the travel service providers itself. So again, that will be the monetary loss can be given by the insurance companies. So flight connections was missed due to airline schedule, that's the example that I gave. Travel delays due to weather, there are many weather conditions which might cause delays, which can again cause a disruption of my future travel plans, because each of them will be connected. So that will be covered. Hijacking, that's that comes on a higher premium level, wherein hijacking is under the inclusions of your travel insurance plans. Then we have the lost, stolen or damaged baggage, personal effects of or the travel documents. Now this is one of the policies which are mostly taken by the travelers. Now we have lost, we have stolen or we have damaged baggage. This can happen because of the fault of the airline, in which case the passenger, that is the traveler, who has lost his baggage at the airport or say damaged his baggage at the airport, has to first take the proof from the airline that it has been actually damaged or lost at the airport. So it is known as the handling report by the aircraft. So this particular report can serve as a proof that the baggage was actually lost and damaged by the fault of the airline. So this paper, this report can help in my claim procedures. And then again we have stolen. This can happen at the destination country, so lost and damaged personal effects and travel documents. In certain cases, personal effects items, they are valued. So obviously, you need to provide proofs as to what was the valuation of that items. Depending upon that, the amount which will be reimbursed by the insurance company will depend upon it. And then there are travel documents. Many a times there are passports which are insured. So that will be coming under this. So in either case, lost or stolen, if at all at the destination, care has to be taken that first a police report has been filed, because this will act as a very important paper, as a very important report during the claiming procedure of the insurance policy. And then we have the delayed baggage and emergency replacement of essential items. This is something which is provided as a special service by most of the, you know, as a USB to attract more clients, wherein suppose a baggage is delayed, it is coming from another flight and you have already reached the destination, you require certain personal effect items till your baggage is arrived. So the expense which is involved is given by the insurance companies. So all this are common risk which are covered in almost all of the travel plans, and then again there are high risk which might be involved, for which there are special policy plans which are available in the market. Now let us see what are the other measures which are involved before traveling, when we are preparing for our travel itineraries. Let us see. Carrying a list of important phone numbers. You might say, why is this important? You might just feed it up in your mobile phones. It is needed because what if you lose your mobile phone? All right, so make sure that you are actually carrying a printed list or at least an address book which has a written phone numbers of important phone numbers where you are going, that is the destination country, and also the phone numbers of your home country with you in case you need to contact your home country back. So you might carry extended family numbers, your neighbors' numbers, your friends' numbers who are there. So if at all anything might go wrong when you are on travel, you might be able to contact them in case you might even lose your mobile. So these particular list of numbers will help you in that regard. Similarly, important telephone numbers like telephone numbers of consulates or embassies at the destination country, then names of certain hospitals which you might need might come under the important phone numbers. You also need to carry the hotel numbers which are there. You can make sure that you are carrying those in hand. Next are the leave copies of travel plans with someone at home. So suppose you and your family are off for this vacation of 15 days or locking your house, make sure that at least someone from your extended family, neighbors or your friends or colleagues know where you are going and where are you staying. In case of any kind of emergencies, they should know exactly where to contact you. So this is very essential. You need to leave the travel plans along with the contact numbers of, say, that particular hotel where you are going to stay. So that is one. Carry money wisely and in multiple forms. Now what do we mean by carrying wisely? We need to make sure that all our stack of money is not exactly stored at the same place. So you can put some of it in the main baggage, you can put some of it in your cabin baggage, you can put some in your wallet or purse, you can also carry another kind of purse which might be hidden somewhere else. So just make sure that you are dividing your money wisely. It will be very big emergency if you have stored the entire amount of your money in the main baggage and the baggage has been delayed or lost or stolen. So carry your money wisely. Then again, carrying it in multiple forms. You can carry it in USDs or euros, you can carry it in the local currencies, you can carry it in traveler's checks or in the form of credit card, debit cards, whichever. Make sure that you are carrying it in multiple forms so that you can exchange it, or one or the other forms might be acceptable. So there are many countries which might accept widely acceptable credit cards like Visa or MasterCard, but there might be certain destinations inside the country wherein credit cards might not be accepted. So here you require cash, or you might require traveler's checks. So please carry it in multiple forms. Know the travel lingo. Wherever you are going, you need to know certain statements of that particular of the language which is spoken over there. So this might help you in case of, not only in case of emergencies, but having a very good experience, because it's always good to have a conversation with the locals over there. So this conversations might range from simple sentences or to certain sentences as to where is the nearest hospital or medicines or chemist or certain other words which might help you while on the move at that particular country. So know yourself and know your local. Make sure that you know what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses, what are the things that you can actually handle and what are the ones that you cannot. So when you're going at a particular country, if your health is not that good that you might be okay for a trek, then go, don't opt for it, try to not opt for it. Then there might be knowing your locale, know where, what kind of destination you're going to and what are the things that are at that destination, what you can actually expect from that particular local people or local city over there. So you need to know what to do in certain situations which might happen during the travel. So these are important measures which you need to carry, especially when you are traveling all on your own on an international journey. Now let's check things like medical emergencies. Most of us might not want to have a medical emergency while on our dream trip to international countries, but we need to be prepared for the worst. So here are the medical emergencies that might happen and what are the things that we might or we should be aware of that we can do during a medical emergency. Now, in the event of sudden injury or assault, try to summon help from any way you can. Do not stick to a single plan, try to take local help, try to contact your embassies, police, nearest hospital. If you are unable to do that, make sure that you at least reach nearby, wherever the particular hospital is concerned. So in the event of trauma injury, get to any clinic or hospital. You can always transfer the hospitals later once your condition has been stabilized. Now here again, there are many things that might go through a traveler's head while an injury might happen. So there are of course the medical insurances which come into picture, wherein the medical insurance might have said that only so and so hospitals are say included in the coverage. So if you visit to a private clinic, it might not be included, or you may visit to a public clinic, it might not be included. This can be taken care of later. The first and foremost thing is getting a first aid treatment. So you need to make sure that you are going to a nearest clinic or hospital. Then there are, almost all of the countries have an emergency service number. There are emergency ambulance services which are there, like 101 or 911, etc. So those are the emergency services number which you should know, because you are going to the destination and you are carrying your important phone numbers with you. Next, if condition is stable, you have some time, make a wise choice and as to which hospital to go. So after the first aid, if you have been stabilized, make sure that you change the hospital, say a better hospital, because it might save you from more trouble. You can call up your country's embassy or consulate, inquire about the same. For this is something, some people who might help you. But care has to be taken, because embassy or consulate are not going to pay for any of the expenses. So they might advise as to, or recommend as to what and which hospitals to go for. Here again, there are what is said as most of the countries under Third World War might have a poor healthcare system, but still they have at least one or two major hospitals. So these might be the recommended hospital where you might want to go. Your insurance may also be able to make the recommendations, and then again the local people or the doctors which are there at the hospital which you might be admitted into. Then it comes notifying your family in the home country as soon as possible. So these are the things that can act as a pointer as to what to do when facing the medical emergencies. in case of assaults or robberies. Now, it might not always be a medical injury because of an accident. It might be a robber or a thief or any other kind of assaults which are there. The first and foremost thing that you need to know is report the crime immediately. Now, you can report this to the police stations. You can report this to your embassies and consulates. Both of these people will be able to help you. Give you a report, make sure that it is in writing, and it is make sure that it is in writing, and this might also help you if at all you have an insurance claim against it. So immediately you can also, you know, notify your family if the damage is more. So the first and foremost thing is reporting the assault or the robbery. Now, the next one that we can take a pointer for is there are many travelers, aids and NGOs which help the travelers in need. These are NGOs which people who are committed to help and come to aid of travelers across the world. So there is certain organizations, especially in Canada, USA and Australia. These are travelers aid organization, which lends a helping hand to travelers in need of any kind of assistance. So here again, when we talk about any kind of assistance, it might be volunteers who are helping you with information. It might be volunteers who are guiding you in case of emergencies, advising you as to what to do if at all you are facing a certain problem in a new country, that is the destinations. So these staffed by volunteers in counters at several airports, many NGOs answer routine queries. So this will be there, the cheapest way to get from airport to downtown, but also can provide reference to other social service organizations or emergency services. This they can also easily help during a bigger crisis like war or kind of attacks, military attacks, etc. They are also playing a very important role in handling issues like human trafficking and other things which are the negative sides of tourism. So travelers aids and NGOs also can come up to aid for the travelers during international travel. Now, like we said earlier, embassies and consulates can give a bigger help to a traveler. So if I am an Indian and traveling to a country, I might I should make sure that I am asking for a help from my embassy located at that country. Chances are they might be able to help me more. Now, these are certain situations wherein the embassy can come for my help. First is if you lose your passport. Ideally, when you lose your passport, first thing that you need to do is report it. You can go ahead and report it or meet the embassies and get the consulates. In certain cases, they might immediately issue you a new passport or at least a travel document which will allow you to go back to your home country. There might be extra charges to it. In worst to worst cases, it might be they might make sure that you're reaching back home. They might help you in any ways possible. So this is needed, that is you shall usually need a police report and a copy of the lost passport. So that's what we did. When we are talking about what to carry, you can carry extra photocopies of your passport while traveling, and you may also leave certain other photocopies, spare photocopies with someone at your home country. So this will help in case of losing your passport. If you are victim to a crime, again, your lawyers, your embassy will make sure that you have lawyers, you have every knowledge as to how to deal with this. Again, they do not pay for any expenses. So although they might help you through the legal procedure, the monetary help is not provided by the embassies or the consulates. If you lose all your money, again, in this case, you can definitely contact the embassies and the consulates, but the chances are they might help you as to how to get a money transfer from someone at your home country, but these are not the people who are going to actually lend you the money. But they shall, that will be, they might arrange transportation back to your home country at the last resort, but that is in extreme cases. So that is one. If you're arrested, due to some crime or certain other things which might land you up in jail, you have a right for a consular assistant. This means that the embassy can arrange a lawyer, a translator, and contact your family. Again, here they are not going to pay for any kind of expenses, not even for the bail amount which might be required. If you are hospitalized, the embassy can notify insurance and relatives. They do not pay for the bills on your behalf. So again, consulate and embassies will act as a moral support or act as a supporting equipment for you, but not someone who might actually help you in regarding the monetary expenses here. If a visitor dies, the embassy will confirm the identity, contact next of the kin, and collect the paperwork. They do not pay for the expenses such as the funerals or repatriation, that is taking back the transporting the body back to the home country. So here again, the embassy plays a very important part. So these are the help which is given by the embassy. Now let's see when money arrangements are needed. Now if you are either falling short of the money, or you have lost money, or your are stolen, that is theft has been occurred, how do you get money arrangements on an emergency? The first thing is direct deposit. Someone might deposit it, or wire transfer money in your bank account. You need to have an ATM which is acceptable at the country where you are traveling, and from an ATM machine you can withdraw the money. This can be the lowest cost method, assuming you have someone willing to deposit the money at your home country. Then we have the Western Union, that is money transfers which are there, you way to send, but enormously popular because of the convenience and the fact that the Western Union has offices in many cities worldwide. So that will be the global money transfer that is there. However, it has a service charge. Next is the credit card cash advance, wherein credit cards can be used to obtain cash either via an ATM or in person at a participating bank branch. Now again, there are certain international rules which might come into picture, and they might charge you a hefty fee for it. Next is the courier companies like FedEx, who might deliver the package which might contain money in it. There are many countries which might not allow this. It might be illegal to transfer the money. But what happens is, because of the delivery being reliable and very fast, people might want to send the money in emergencies, especially if the amount is less. So delivery time is about 1 to 5 days. So you courier companies can provide you the money. However, care has to be taken that it might be illegal in certain countries. So that was about the international travel if you're planning on your own. The things that we covered were introduction, planning and scheduling an international trip, estimation of tour expenses, what are the kinds of tour expenses, how do we classify it, and how to make sure that we have an exact budget about it. Age for preparing itineraries, which are the things that I can refer to in case when I'm planning the itinerary. Tips for international travelers, very important ones, and emergency measures while on traveling, which involved to be prepared about the worst things possible while on travel. So we have covered all this in this chapter. I hope the session was helpful. You can definitely go online, try to find one particular country, and you can go on websites like Forders or Lonely Planet and see how the information about certain countries are given. You can go on websites like Travel Tourism Corporations, wherein they provide informations in simple, easy languages for all the travelers to understand. So I hope all this information will be useful for you in understanding this particular chapter. Thank you.